In this video, we will talk about honoring the past without being trapped by it. Many legacy churches have beautiful stories. Someone prayed for the first gathering. Someone donated land. Someone helped build the sanctuary. Someone taught Sunday school for decades. Someone visited the sick, prepared meals, led worship, cleaned the building, preached the gospel, baptized believers, comforted grieving families, and kept the doors open through hard seasons. That history matters. Church revitalization should never begin with contempt for the past. When younger leaders, new members, or outside helpers act like everything old is useless, they wound the very people they are called to serve. A legacy church needs honor. But honor is not the same as captivity. A church can be thankful for the past while still admitting that the present needs renewal. A church can celebrate faithful saints while also recognizing that old habits may no longer serve the mission. A church can preserve meaningful traditions while letting go of patterns that keep people from prayer, discipleship, evangelism, hospitality, and leadership multiplication. The danger is nostalgia. Nostalgia says, if we could only get back to the way things were, everything would be fine. But the mission of the church is not to recreate a favorite decade. The mission of the church is to follow Jesus Christ, proclaim the gospel, make disciples, love one another, serve the community, and raise up faithful leaders for today. A church's history should become a testimony, not a prison. A helpful question is this: what from our past should be honored, and what from our past should be released? Some things should be honored: faithful preaching, prayer, generosity, sacrifice, community witness, and love for Scripture. Some things may need to be released: control, fear of outsiders, resistance to new leaders, silence about conflict, unhealthy board habits, and the assumption that only one old model of ministry counts. Church renewal begins when people can say, God was faithful then, and God is still calling us now. That sentence honors the past and opens the future. As you think about your church, do not begin by attacking its story. Begin by listening. Ask longtime members what they loved, what they grieve, what they miss, and what they pray God will do next. Honor opens hearts. Truth opens the path. Mission opens the future.